Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to another episode of Motown and Coney's. Back with my main man, Tommy.
What up, though?
So this been, we got some new music this week. I don't know if you had a chance to check out the Schoolboy Q new album.
I sure did. I listened to it all the way through. I like it.
Yeah, this is one of my, I don't know if it's my favorite Schoolboy Q album, but it's up there.
I know it's nice. It got some nice rock and roll tones to it. I love how you switch the melodies on the whole album. Like, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm excited. I thought it was well produced. A lot of song flows. Are you going to Chris Brown? Are you going to the Chris Brown concert?
I'm not going to be able to make it to the Chris Brown concert. Even though I know that'll be amazing. I heard that we had an interesting concert that just passed, though, with Trey Songz and Jaheim, and it was a whole plethora of people. K. Michelle, and also
is that the one Carrie Hilson was on?
Yeah, it was, and it was it was like a whole plethora of people.
Lisa Keys was here, I believe, last Sunday.
Yeah, like, it's been some crazy concerts, man. You also got the upcoming comedy show with Mike Epps and DC Young Fly and all those guys, man. So it's about to be hype.
Yeah. I've heard some people gripe about Chris Brown ticket prices, but hell, everything costs more in 2024, so.
Man, you got to get blood to go to these concerts. And I know people crying about the Chris Brown thing, but I mean, if you're talking about top five performers right now, if you don't dwell on Chris Brown's past, you talk about the top five performers right now and top five money earners that's going to give you a damn good concert, I'm definitely going to put him in the top five with Beyonce. I've never been to a Taylor Swift concert, but people say she got her fan base, so she's going to get her money. Usher, of course. Usher's hotter than fish grease right now. And I would put Bruno Mars up there, too. Like,
yeah, I would put Bruno Mars, and then as hell, if you want to throw in Anderson .Paak and the whole Silk Sonic experience, that's definitely up there, too.
Yeah, because I see those guys and those damn concerts be, like, insane, man. And I know you got Kenny Chesney and some of those other guys too, but I mean, of course, they're just geared towards like country music. But I mean, you're talking about like pop. I think pop gear is like all around because you got Beyonce; she's basically pop, just like Taylor Swift, and they geared towards everything: R&B, hip hop, all that stuff. So yeah, and Chris Brown's the same thing too, and they can dabble in everything. So yeah, those are the top earners. So Chris Brown prices, I agree with it.
Yeah, I just wish we could go back to like pre-COVID pricing sometimes.
No, I feel you. I feel you on that. Yeah, I agree with that too, man. Because you're right. All food, liquor, everything that went up. So
yeah, shoot, I just had to get a new car, and I was like, sticker shocked.
I know, like, what the hell is going on? Like, seriously, man. Like, especially, it doesn't help also that when people get their income taxes, and also with the sports betting and stuff too, so the stakes is pretty high. You can, you know, it's just like you're hitting the lottery every day. Like, somebody's going to be hitting something. So just like this is a good segue too. I just seen Joshua hit Inagu and knocked him out like 2 seconds ago. So,
yeah. Speaking of boxing, Mike Tyson, 58, taking on Jake Paul. I know you don't have Netflix, but you might have to get it for this one.
See, Netflix, this is what I was talking about, Rodney. I think they listen to us, right? And they hear me complain about it, and they're like, let's just put the stakes up even higher. Let's just put Jake Paul against Mike Tyson. You got people that's 30 years apart fighting. You got a 27-year-old going against a 57-year-old. Mike Tyson will be 58. And it's crazy. It's like you're going to watch the slaughter of Jake Paul.
Yeah. Like, like I realize, you know, Mike Tyson, by the time the fight takes place, will be 58. But I didn't watch him train some people. Hell, he just posted something the other day on social media, and the man is still built. I think this could be the death of Jake Paul. Like, we talking, rest his soul, Apollo Creed, Drago type. If he dies, he dies. That's my fear for Jake Paul at this point.
Yeah, it's a huge speed difference too, and people don't realize that. Just watching their past fights, even in a fight where going against Roy Jones. Now, Tyson was not allowed to punch Roy Jones in the face. A couple times he did punch Roy Jones in the face. And Roy Jones did say, like, it was a clause. So he was kind of surprised when Tyson did, you know, punch him in the face. He's a couple times where he slipped, you know, and Tyson apologized to him about that. They don't have that type of clause, I don't believe.
I did see Jake something Paul. Where Paul may be able to wear like a headgear or something, but I don't think the headgear is going to help him at all.
Oh, you know what? It might be a headgear clause, cause yeah, and oh man, that's pretty bad too. Yeah, that might save him though, man. With the headgear, I would do the headgear clause too.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna get his block knocked off, but
yeah, cause Tyson, man, he's fucking just ripping through shit right now, man. And I think he's like rejuvenated or something. He lost a lot of weight. He looks pretty quick. This gonna be one hell of a match, man. And I think I'm gonna have to get Netflix, man. I think I'm gonna bow down and get it.
Yeah, Netflix keep hitting you over the head, like you said. You know, the whole Mike Epps comedy special, the Vince Staples show, now you got Tyson, Jake Paul, Netflix getting into live events. So,
video games. You can fucking play video games now for being a Netflix member. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, yeah, they cornering everything. What's the cheapest plan, Rodney? What's the cheapest plan? I think
$7.99 with ads or something. You get no HBO, I don't think.
Oh, that'll suck. Now wait a minute. Do I have to they're not gonna cut me off in the middle of a movie for a damn ad, are they?
That I don't. I have to ask my parents if they have the ad one.
Yeah, because Hulu did that to me, and I was like, what the blasphemy is this shit?
Yeah.
Like
I will say that is where Peacock is really has a plus, because Peacock gives you like 3 minutes of ads, you know, before the movie, and then you don't see no ads for the rest of the movie. So Peacock is on to something right there.
I know, that's why I'm in love with Peacock. And then of course I got Paramount Plus, who fleeced me. I forgot to cut it off, and I forgot to change it over. I guess I was through like a year trial that I had with them, and now the plan went up to like freaking $15.99 or something, $18.99, something like real ridiculous. I'm like, Jesus, with Showtime? I don't even watch Showtime.
Yeah, so Netflix, the cheapest plan is $7 basically, $6.99 a month with ads. Then it jumps all the way to $15.49 for the standard.
And then, okay, I think I might do that.
And then $22.99 for the premium, which I just downgraded from.
Okay, what was the difference in that premium, Rodney? I know we turned into a Netflix salesman right now.
So if you do the premium, you get ad free. You can get up to 4 devices at once, and then you get the Ultra HD, basically.
Okay. And I assume with the standard, you just don't get no HD at all.
You get the full HD, but you don't get the Ultra HD. So okay. I literally just downgraded from premium to standard.
Okay, I think I might go ahead and do that. Clearly, after we get through, because I got to watch some of this stuff. And then Mike Tyson fighting. I think I'll just keep Netflix as a standard now. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Shout out to Iron Mike, because, shoot, at 58, for him to be willing to step in. And I haven't met a person yet that has picked Jake Paul to win this fight. So.
Yeah, I mean, but that will be the ultimate money grab. If Mike Tyson decides to go and bet on against himself and go to Las Vegas and then happen to throw this fight, he will be a quadruple billionaire because nobody's betting on Mike Tyson to lose this.
Well, I don't even think they're letting people to bet right now. Like last time I checked, you couldn't place a bet. So maybe Vegas knows something we don't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Probably Vegas probably wouldn't let you, but I'm quite sure somewhere down the line, FanDuel and DraftKings and those guys are going to try to find a way to get in on this.
Yeah, so I just – and they're doing it in the right time because I think it takes place in July. So it'll be pretty much baseball season, football wouldn't have started yet. NHL and NBA will be done. So I think it's – put at the right time of the year where sports fans are going to be looking for something. So,
I mean, and it's going to be in Jerry World too. So anything is possible. Lord knows they known for cheating in that part. So
Jerry's World. Speaking of Jerry Jones, he got hit with a paternity suit.
Wait a minute. What? Now, see, I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah. I think the young lady may be 27, 28, something like that. Apparently, there is a trust in her name that's been set up by Jerry Jones and a few other things that raised some red flags that he is possibly the father, but he's been ordered by a Texas judge to take a paternity suit.
Wow, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, I believe he's just celebrated his 60th wedding anniversary this week, too. But, yep, Jerry Jones got hit with a paternity suit.
Yeah, that is nuts right there. I didn't see that coming. Like, that really just blew my mind.
Yeah. I didn't either. I was listening to the Steve Harvey Show, and that was one of the things that they were talking about. Speaking of Steve Harvey, did you see the game show where nobody could – none of the white contestants could identify not one black celebrity?
Yeah, you know what was crazy, Rodney? I follow this guy who says, like, I know he's probably small potatoes, but he does the $4, can you name 3 famous black people? And it can't be, you know, 3 black people. 3 black people, and it can't be your friends. You gotta name 3 black people. And people can't do the shit. Like, it's crazy to me. They can't name 3 black people. And they can't, and if they do name the black people, he'll ask them, like, well, because some people, they'll say, like, the obvious, like Michael Jordan. He'll say, well, what's Michael Jordan's jersey number? They can't even tell you that. Like, it just, it's crazy to me. And I'm like, I think with us as black people, I think we're more diverse. So we dive into everybody's culture. Because, like, with music, we can listen to all types of music. We love music. Like, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter who makes it. Yeah, I think we're more diverse. Sports, we're more diverse. We know all the players. We know, it just seems like we're just more diverse on everything. But that blew my mind that none of those contestants can name some of the most obvious people. They couldn't name none of those people. They couldn't even, I think, it was somebody else that was really obvious. Steve Harvey being one of the most obvious. But it was a couple other people, too. And I'm like, you don't know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that blew my mind. I was upset because when I watched the whole thing, Rodney, I even knew who the white people were that they were naming. I'm like, I did too.
But it was funny to see Steve Harvey reaction. He joked, I guess I ain't as famous as I thought I was.
No, he's not. That's what I was. Remember we talked about this, Rodney, and we was like, if you put Snoop Dogg in the car with like a bunch of other celebrities, they'll know who Snoop Dogg. If Snoop Dogg came on that screen, they'll know who he is. That's just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
His levels.
I thought that was very, very interesting though. Because I think, like you said, as Black people, we take for granted that just certain Black celebrities would be universally recognized, basically, and that is not the case.
Exactly. That just lets you know that Steve Harvey isn't what you think he is. They even refer to Kevin Hart as like what's the little guy? Like I thought that Kevin Hart would be universally. I seen that they were like, "Oh, the little guy. What's the little guy's name?" I'm like, "Damn, that's messed up." Like Kevin Hart isn't even really recognizable, but you put Snoop Dogg out there and The Rock. People know The Rock too. Well, that's not his real name, Dwayne Johnson, but people know The Rock. They say, "Oh, The Rock." So that's just crazy.
Yeah. So did want to talk somewhat about, it's funny that you brought up The Rock too, because it's a lot of controversy with him in the wrestling world right now. Now that I guess he's part owners of the group that owns WWE and UFC, and I guess he's coming back to wrestling. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, he's already came back and he had a good storyline. But one thing that I don't like about The Rock, he's for the people. So he had a storyline. You know, I'm an avid wrestling enthusiast, and I watch it. You know, I love wrestling. I love to talk wrestling. So I've been waiting on The Rock to go against Roman Reigns, Rodney, for the longest. So they announced it for WrestleMania. They were going to make it a big thing. A lot of people been waiting on it. But all of a sudden, this storyline has risen from some people that want to see another guy who, in my opinion, isn't really a great wrestler. He talks with a lisp. He's like, basically, in my opinion, and I hate to say this and be so blatant, but he's like the Great White Hope. So people say, oh, he has to finish his story, and they want him to wrestle. So basically, when The Rock will come out to cut a promo, they would boo The Rock and do all this other stuff. So The Rock went back and switched it up. And now they have this man going against the other guy. And they're doing all this other stuff. So The Rock is for the people. He wants to give the people what they want. And the majority want this to happen with this one guy who I think is not as good of a wrestler. And I think that once he wins, wrestling will be very boring. Right now you got The Rock back and everything else. And it's just really great. So, but yeah, The Rock is back now, Rodney.
I'm kind of excited to hear that, but
and he's in his bag. He's talking shit too.
Yeah, and I know I saw he. I don't know if you caught this. He copyrighted a bunch of his most popular phrases too.
As he should.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting because I haven't really been able to keep up with wrestling as much lately, but I did pick up on the controversy around The Rock and, you know, people want a new storyline. So, hell, but if you are age, The Rock and Stone Cold was like the golden age of WWE to me. Like, that was when you had some of the best storylines ever.
Yeah, man, that's when people really cared about the writing. And you know what? They dove into the writing was so good because they went and basically like watched Days of Our Lives. You had soap operas on one end. You had all these like unique wrestlers. You had one guy that was portraying to be a porn star and now he's coming over to wrestling. It was just like all types of stuff just going on. Then you had the pro-Black power, Nation of Domination. And then you had DX, the Degenerates, and they got girls flashing and telling you to suck it. You're going to school doing a suck it thing. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it just it, then you got Undertaker, he's dead, and his brother from hell, Kane. It just it's so many different ways there, man. It just so many different things. So then you got Olympic champion. It's just so many different people that you can just key on in and focus on. So I miss that in wrestling. I think that's starting to happen again. I think we got that back, Rodney. The Rock is bringing it back.
Okay. It is March. March Madness. Are you going to watch? Because I don't know. It's been a rough go for me as far as college basketball goes this season.
I know. Our Michigan Wolverines haven't been the best. They haven't been great at all. I still don't think we should fire Juwan Howard because I'm starting to see that people are in the uproar about that. How you feel about that, Rodney? I know we talked about it before, but what's your last take on this? I know the season's just ending very horribly, but
I don't know. I'm more so on maybe this should be it for Juwan bandwagon, but then I'm also on. I think about Jim Harbaugh, right? Jim Harbaugh had the 2-4 2020 season, and he was given a chance to right the ship, basically, and the turnaround that they had was remarkable. So, part of me wants to give him another year. He is a Michigan legend. See if he can get it turned around.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I just know it like you said, it was an extremely tough watch in the hell. I know Michigan was a dumpster fire this year, but to me, Michigan State has to be the bigger disappointment. I mean, they came into the season ranked 4 in the country, and now they're on the bubble.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, too. Like, people don't realize that. And where's the outcry for Fire Tom Izzo? You know, like, I don't get it. When the last time he's been to a Final Four? Juwan Howard was just in a Final Four. And, you know, I don't get it, you know. But at the same time, it is what it is. So, Juwan Howard's coming off of having a major surgery. You had a lot of people. Also, with these NIL deals and everything, you had a lot of people leave. We lost a lot of good players, too. Hunter Dickinson wound up going to Kansas, another powerhouse. You can't stop these kids from leaving. So they're going to go and do what they want to do. They're going to get more money from the NIL deals at other places. Kansas, of course, they don't have much going on except for college sports. They don't have a major football team or baseball team or hockey team. So college is the main focus. And you're going to get more money from the NIL. They are the celebrities. So that's where he went, and he's making a killing. He's made over $1 million there from endorsements and everything.
Yeah, I will say this. I may not watch a lot of the men's tournament this year, but I will be glued into the women's tournament.
I know the women's tournament is going to be good, Rodney. Yeah. Really good.
And what Don Staley has done at South Carolina this year, like, I don't think enough people are talking about. Like, they literally lost all 5 starters. They're starting some freshmen, and they're 30-0.
And that's incredible. That is really incredible, man. That's one hell of a team. And it's hard to do that too, and to dominate any sport. But Don Staley, she's been really dominant as a coach. I didn't think that we would see anything anybody as dominant as UConn. But she's taking that team, and they're dominant, man. They're a force to be reckoned with. And as long as she's the coach, they're going to always be there in title contention.
Yeah, I agree. Thinking on the topic of women's basketball, the Las Vegas Aces did main history. I don't know if you caught this. First, I didn't catch it. First WNBA team to sell out their allotment of season tickets.
Oh wow! And see, that's another thing too. Remember we talked, the Raiders aren't really that good. They don't have a baseball team. I wouldn't even call Las Vegas like a, you got UNLV, but the Rebels haven't been good since forever in anything. So right now the Aces like are the, oh, and the Golden Knights and the Aces are the cream of the crop. Like both of those teams right now, the Golden Knights are cooking and the Aces are cooking. So, and the town is they want the Raiders to win so bad because the Raiders are, of course, you know how the Raiders are. But they got to get their shit together.
Yeah.
And right, so, now, the Aces got the town.
Yeah, they got the town. Don't know if you caught, they had like a New Jersey redesign to have a corporate sponsor and ally. I think that the Aces are kind of showing the blueprint of how to make money as a WNBA franchise, basically. They have the stars, right? You, Asia Wilson, Plum, Jackie Young, and the woman that is defined, I don't even want to say father time, I'll say mother time at this point, Candace Parker, coming back for another season.
And man, you know what? I think they are shoo-in the win. I think Candace Parker gonna come back stronger, because basically they're gonna say that she was riding the coattails of this ring.
Yeah, she got a John Tally type ring.
Yeah, so I think she's gonna come back stronger, and she's gonna come back and locked in. And she gonna, this is gonna be her last year, I believe. So she's gonna come back and show out and ball out. And they're going to win the championship again. They got a dynasty on their hands. Did you catch Candace Parker top five list?
No, I didn't catch her top five list.
So they had her choose her top five. And this was on Inside the NBA. Of course, it was Shaq there. It was Jamal Crawford and Candace. And also, I forgot the other gentleman's name. That's the other... that's basically the mediator. But Candace had chose, this was her top five. It was Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kevin Garnett, and what's the other person that she had? I forgot who else she had, but she had somebody else. Not including, it wasn't Shaq. So the thing was like, Shaq couldn't believe that he wasn't nowhere near in her top five.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett is the one name, and I love the big ticket, but that's the one name that you said on the top five that really surprised me.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. And she said, well, she's a Kevin Garnett fan. Like, they both from Chicago.
Over the big fundamental, though?
That's what I was saying. No, that was her thing, too. She said, well, Shaq was like, Candace, wait a minute. I'm not in your top five. And she said the same thing that you just said. She said, well, she said, no. She said, because the next person I would have went with was Tim Duncan. And Shaq was just like, what? Like, he was just blown away. And he's like, you know what? He was like, you're right. That's your top five. She was like, well, how can you? You didn't even include yourself in the top five. And Shaq was like, I'm never going to include myself because I'm, you know, Shaq is humble. So, Rodney, yeah, with this being said, and I know you're about to get your take real quick, but after that, can we give our top five real quick, just off the top of your head?
Yeah, I'm baffled, but okay. over Tim Duncan or Shaq? Wow. And I love Kevin Garnett, but. And I hated Tim Duncan as a Pistons fan, but wow.
I know, that's what I was like, man. But I guess she probably keyed him on his game, maybe. I don't know. And you know they both from Chicago, so she done seen him play. And...
Okay, top five.
Yeah, your top five starting lineup.
Okay. I got it. I know Shaq is humble. I know he wasn't on Candace Parker list, but Shaq is in my top five. Give me a both nominee big man that I have seen play. At the four, give me Mr. Fundamental. I hated watching him, but I truly, truly respected his game. Give me Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
At three, give me Kobe Bean Bryant. At the two, now this is my list. This ain't nobody else's. Give me Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And then I still need a point guard. Give me Isaiah Lord Thomas.
Okay. All right. I like that. For my five, I'm going to stick with some of your players, too. Give me Shaq at my center position. I love Tim Duncan, but give me LeBron James as my power forward. After that, then I'm going to go with Kobe Bean Bryant. Then, of course, Michael Jeffrey Jordan at my shooting guard. And I love Zeke. I love Magic. But can nobody shoot it like Steph Curry? So give me Steph as my point guard.
Yeah. You could have went Steph. You could have went MJ. Hell, I'm going to give you one that you could have went if you wanted to just have a dominant point guard. You could have went AI.
You know what? I love AI. I love AI a lot, man. I watch AI play. But I would take Jason Kidd and Steve Nash over AI.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's very controversial. People might want to kill me for that take. But, man, the way those guys ran the floor and passed the ball, man, I that blew my mind. That and white chocolate also. The vision on the court. I know AI was a score first type of guy. That was cool too, but it was something about watching those Jason Kidd passes off the glass and Steve Nash passes off the glass and bounce passes and all types of crazy passes, man. And watching Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire and Michael Finley. Just so many different people catch these lobs and dunks, man. I love watching that.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so speaking of the NBA, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Is Minnesota legit?
Oh, man.
Cat being hurt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. Cat is going to be hurt. I think they're going to go through a tough time right now because Cat's been balling out of control. He's been really balling his ass off. I think they're a good team, but right now I think they're going to fall behind. They're going to miss Cat, and they're going to because Cat's been playing some good defense and scoring. But without Cat, I think they're going to fall behind. They might just fall into he's going to be gone for a whole month. And there's still plenty of basketball to play. I think they're going to slide down to at least a 7 or 8 now.
Okay, so right now today, who would you have winning? Or who would you see in the NBA Finals?
I think when it's all said and done, I think when we need, like, clutch play. Look, I'm going to give you my two Eastern Conference teams, and I give you my two Western Conference teams. Give me Boston and Milwaukee on the East. And then on the West, I know Westbrook.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know Westbrook broke his hand, but you got like a loaded team over there. When it's all said and done, and you got to play these guys seven games in a row, or whatever games, it's hard to beat that Clippers team. When you got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Russ broke his hand. I'm not sure if he's gonna be done for the season, or he might be able to come back. But yeah, that's just tough, man. That's hard to beat that team, and you got other players also, and they got a bunch of young guys. So give me that team also. And I know this might sound crazy too. I just don't believe in the OKC Thunder. I don't think that. I think they're young and you can beat those guys. Those games are too close for comfort. Give me the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, so you believe in what they putting out now that Draymond is back?
Yeah, and also Chris Paul is back too, and that's why they've been winning. I know they got smoked in Boston. But yeah, Chris Paul is back now too. So you got Klay Thompson and Chris Paul coming in for your second unit. When have you would ever thought that would happen? That when you go to the bench and you rest Steph Curry and you rest Draymond and you rest those other guys, then here comes Chris Paul and Klay Thompson for the second unit. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, I still see it as in the East, I agree with you. Milwaukee, Boston, the West. I think it's going to come down to Denver, Minnesota, with Denver winning. If I had to be a betting man, I would say it would come down in the finals to Denver and Boston.
Yeah, that's kind of up in there. I want to say Denver, but I think Denver will have to see. They'll have to see the Clippers, and I think the Clippers might be geared towards beating them. That might be a tough matchup. I just think that James Harden trade forcing himself to the Clippers was just overkill. That's just, you got too many good people. I know it's one ball, but all those guys can put the ball in the bucket. They can get to the hoop, man. It's just, they're scary, and it's a logjam too. So yeah, I just that's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I don't know. The Clippers, of course, you know, PG-13, that's my boy. I think what may hurt them, depending on how Westbrook comes back off his injury, they're definitely missing his presence right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in basketball right now, Rodney, but you'll have a team get smoked, and then they'll come back and win by like 30-something points.
Then like Golden State, like I truly think they still were on the plane when the game in Boston started. That's, I don't even know how to explain what the hell happened.
Yeah, then the Lakers do the same thing. The Lakers will blow out a team, and then they'll turn around and lose to another. Like, you just beat OKC, then you turn around and you lose to, like, another team that's, like, terrible. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. This been one of the most up-in-the-air basketball seasons that I can remember, both college-wise and NBA-wise.
Yeah, and a lot of injuries too. Very injury riddled. You got so many. You got Trae Young out. You got Ja Morant out. It's so many different players out too. Zach LaVine out. It's just so many players just everywhere. It's a graveyard of injured players, man.
Okay. Did you rank your top five Tyler Perry movies?
I can give you top five Tyler Perry movies. And then I've been watching Boondocks too, Rodney, so it's all bad. I just watched that Tyler Perry episode of the Boondocks.
Shout out to Regina King.
Yeah. So, did you want to get started with the Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah, I'll go first. I don't really want to do this, like, rank them 1 through 5. I'll just... So, one of the ones that if I probably did have to rank it, I might put this at one. But I can do a bad all by myself with Taraji P. I love that movie. One of my favorite Tyler Perry movies. One of the first ones I'm like, damn, he did a damn good job.
You know, that was actually pretty good. I agree. I like that one. If I'm gonna go and do my first one, I do like I'll go with the Meet the Browns, because I like the Meet the Browns movie is my number five.
Yeah, the movie came first, right?
Yeah, the movie came first.
Okay.
Yeah, movie came first with Rick Fox and Angela Bassett.
That's right. Yeah, Rick Fox fumbled Vanessa Williams.
But he sure is the enthusiast of a lot of man.
My next one, Gabriel Union, Idris Elba, Daddy's Little Girls.
Oh, that was a good one too. I like that one too. Okay, all right. Man. You know what? I like Good Deeds. Think that was a good movie.
That is just outside my list.
Yeah, I you know, our list is gonna be different. I thought that movie was pretty slick. I like that one.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that was well done. Okay, three. I'm gonna go with Four Color Girls.
Oh, you know what? That was a good one. I didn't put that in there because it was depressing.
Yeah, it's depressing as hell.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, nah.
Them last 30 minutes of that movie, yeah, the depressing as all get out, but a good movie nonetheless.
Now, you know, I like when Madea be in rare form. I like the comedy. I'm gonna go with Madea Boo as my number three, the first one.
Okay, yeah, the first one definitely. It's a Madea classic.
Yeah.
Okay, my second to last one, Madea Goes to Jail.
Oh, nice. Now that's my next one too. So we both agree on Madea Goes to Jail. That's my next one too. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna have the first one together, but go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Madea Goes to Jail. You got Keisha Knight Pulliam in it. Good cast, good storyline, funny as hell. Especially when they fight out the parking spot, she pulls out the forklift.
that's pure Madea comedy. I like that one. Madea Goes to Jail is definitely hilarious.
Now, one that's not on my list that I absolutely love, and it's kind of the one that started the Madea movie role, Madea Family Reunion, which is not on my list, but I'm going for my last one. I'm going for the movie where Jill Scott had to wear the fast suit. Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, that was a good one too. Yeah, Why Did I Get Married was good. I got a lot of honorable mentions too, because I did like Madea's Big Happy Family. I mean, it's just
the one where they were like Byron.
Yeah, that's the Byron. Yeah, I liked it. Why Did I Get Married? That's a good one too. I mean, it's so many good ones. But I'm gonna go with A Fall from Grace, man. I thought I thought that was one of his better movies, in my opinion. The plot was kind of like, you knew what the plot was going to be too, but because I just knew for a fact.
The one with the empty wine glass.
Yeah, no, and with the ashtray, bitch. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that movie right there just blew my mind, man.
And I believe that's the one where he paid Cicely Tyson $1 million for one day of work.
Yeah, as she should have, man. She never been paid much throughout her career, so I thought that was pretty slick. But I do like that one too, and I like the Madea Family Funeral movie too, man. It's so many different ones, man. But A Fall from Grace, it really I would say, like, out of all the movies, man, I could probably watch A Fall from Grace over and over again because they were trying to be serious, but it was still funny.
Yeah, no, the Madea movie I can watch over and over again is Why Did I Get Married? Neither one of us had a surprisingly a Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, I would even went with Madea Boo too as an honorable mention. I thought that was pretty good too. I thought it was funny. Also, Madea's, I know it's a cartoon, but Madea's Tough Love, I thought that was funny too.
Madea Homecoming was funny.
Yeah, that was funny too. I'm surprised you ain't say Alex Cross, man. You know, one of the best-selling novels.
The issue with Alex Cross for me is it's supposed to be the follow-up to A Long Came a Spider or whatever, or the prequel to A Long Came a Spider. And I can't see that role unless it's Morgan Freeman. So,
yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I mean, you got Why Did I Get Married too? We didn't do that one. Also,
yeah, Why Did I Get Married too? It's just for me the way Malik Yoba character at the end, yeah, is whew.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I didn't do the For Colored Girls, man, because it was just so depressing. Some of those movies were just, like, too depressing. I was just like, no, I'm just going to stay away from it. After I watched it, I was just like, I like the Madea, the guy comes along, he's, you know, to help out the woman that's been hurting her life, and just give me the happy ending ones. I like those.
Yeah, so trying to think if it's any other one that we.
I forgot. I'm surprised you didn't name the new one that he got.
Oh, me,
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. You know, if we were talking about TV shows though, Zatima, the spinoff of Sisters. Now that is my show.
Now, I think that one's pretty good, too. But I'm always going to be the... I'm going to be the Meet the Browns and the Tyler Perry's Assistant Living is pretty good to me, too. You know, I like those funny shows. Mr. Brown is just funny. He got me with them damn outfits. And that character right there is just one of a kind.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, he got me with that one.
I'm trying to think. Did we miss any other ones worth mentioning? I forgot he was a producer on Precious. So,
oh, he was a producer on Precious.
So that's worth mentioning, even though Monique is still mad about things. But
he was on Gone Girl too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
There's some of those movies that he plays a serious role. I did like the Single Moms Club. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, Lauren, that is Lauren's movie.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty dope.
It's now streaming on Netflix.
I think I own that movie too.
Yes, yeah, it's so funny now because I don't know if anybody else out there in listening land, like especially when like movies started to become digital and like I went crazy on like my Apple TV just buying movies, especially because like I could get them a week or two before they actually came out on Blu-ray and stuff. And now I look at my library movies. I'm like 80% of these movies are streaming now.
Right, and it's like, damn, I done spent all that damn money. But you know they can take them away that quick too. So yeah. It's good to have it in your library, your streaming movies.
Yeah, but so I'm glad I ain't the only person that had that thought. Like, damn, I spent all this money, and now it's streaming on like three different services.
Right, that's what I was like, man. I did the same thing too. I had all the movies. I think I bought like 500 some movies, 600 movies, and now I'm like, damn, they streaming all over the place.
And then it's always funny because like Peacock would take a movie down, but now and then it's streaming on like Max or like Paramount Plus now.
Yeah, like they trade it off. I'm like, really? Or it'll be on Stars or something next. So you think you're missing something, but you're really not missing it.
Shoot, and then I'm excited because The Sandlot is finally back on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, see, now I need to go back and watch some of those movies, man. Especially on Disney Plus, because Disney, they'll ban a movie and get rid of that movie, put it in the vault. You can't even watch it no more.
We got about 9 minutes left before we get out of here. NFL free agency is about to start. What do you want your damn Detroit Lions to do?
Whew, man. I don't want us to overpay for players. I want people to come in and see what we're trying to do. I see that Jared Goff and also St. Brown are taking pay cuts and what they can get. You know, they're not trying to bleed us dry. They want to add more players to make the help the team and help us be great for a long period of time. So I respect that. And we need to bring people in that can see that vision and that are hungry like us. I don't think we should go after Snead. I think you got so many different cornerbacks too. I like the guy out of Michigan. If he can make it to where, hopefully to fall to us at where we're drafting at. Sorensen. It's a couple other players too that I like too at cornerback. I think we need to focus on cornerback because at least somebody that can be step for step. Because like we had our guys are always out of position and getting beat. And then after that, we got Houston back. I want to see how Houston is on the other side of that edge. He only played one game this season, and that was a 49ers game. So I don't think that's fair for him.
Yeah, I will. So I agree with you. I want the Lions, whether it's in a draft or free agency, in the perfect world, they'll be able to get Jadarius Sneed. But I do want them to address the corner. I also want them to address. And you're right. We never got to see a healthy James Houston this year, but I do want them to. Add a defense alignment, whether it's edge or interior. I don't really have a preference if they go edge or interior. Just give me another piece along that defensive line to go with Hutch and James Houston. Then other than that, like you said, lock up the guys that got us where we at.
Exactly. And please, for the life of you, please, Detroit Lions, let's focus on some of these guys in our own backyard, these guys that are national champions, also guys that went to the championship that were in the Final Four. I just think that's where a lot of teams go wrong. I know when Alabama wins, of course they bleed that whole team dry and everybody gets drafted. Let's keep that same energy for Michigan. Keep that same energy for also – for some of the other teams that were in there also. Let's make sure we draft all those guys too, because Michigan is loaded. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be good. Of course, Blake, Sorensen. I think some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball and offensive linemen, I think they should go pretty high. So hopefully we can get our hands on some of those guys because they're battle tested. So let's draft some guys that are used to winning and want to continue winning.
Yeah, I agreed. And then let's just, I feel like this is the year where you do add a couple pieces for free agency. Like you try to keep that door open. Okay, yeah. So it is March. Baseball is in full swing. Are you watching? Do you plan to watch Major League Baseball this year?
Oh, of course. And the Tigers are going to be pretty good this year, man. I want to see what the Tigers can do. I got them winning at least 80 games this season. I think last year it was kind of wide open in our division, and we just weren't strong enough. We weren't good enough. And then we got rid of some key players because we couldn't afford to pay them. Miggy's coming off the books this year, so we don't have to pay Miggy all that money. We can refocus that money somewhere else. I think we'll be if we're in contention to do something like we were last year, I think we'll be big buyers in the trade deadline. So watch out for my Tigers this year.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Tigers does. I know the younger generation per se doesn't watch baseball as much, but I do feel like I'm always interested in baseball. To me, it's one of the hardest sports to play, trying to hit that little ass round ball.
No, I feel you on that. I feel you. You're right about that. It is one of the, you have to really be focused on that, man. Like that's just, it's crazy. Cause you got somebody throwing the ball that's 100 something miles per hour at your head. And also people that can manipulate the ball. And now you're talking about sliders and all types of like different movements with the ball, which is crazy. So yeah, baseball is definitely tough.
Yeah. And then last one, and then we'll get out of here. I believe it's the USFL now.
Yes.
Are you watching?
Yeah, I actually went to a game last year, and it was really dope. So, yeah, I'm definitely planning on going to a game this year again.
And I had a great time with the game.
The leagues merge.
Oh, that'll be cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
I believe that both the leagues merged this year, so.
Yeah, I had a good time, and I like what the Rock was doing, and what all the other people on the board were doing. They kind of merged with the WWE, and they had like different wrestlers at the events. Our person for us, it was Big E Langston. So you would see him there, and then of course he would bring New Day with him. So you had Kofi Kingston and all that. It was just pretty cool to me, man. You had those wrestlers there, then they had the wrestlers sign your shirts and everything and take autographs with you. Just for purchasing a ticket, that was like $20. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the games are pretty much, I wouldn't say sold out, but the stands are pretty full. And you can sit anywhere you want to with the $20. So you can sit anywhere you like to in the stadium. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so could never get enough football. I'll definitely be watching spring football. Hell, I might be watching this CFL.
You should check out a game with me.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I miss? And I think it may be making a comeback also. Arena football.
Oh, yeah. They just had problems getting different arenas and stuff, and people wanting to kind of buy into it. Yeah, that's the only problem.
I always digged arena football. So
yeah, I thought it was pretty dope.
The fact that they still had the hockey boards up and stuff.
Yeah, I think that they need people, more people to invest in arena football.
And I believe Kurt Warner, if I remember correctly, came from the Arena Football League or something like that.
Yeah, Kurt Warner came from Arena Football. Yeah, he was one of those ones.
Yeah, so check out spring football. NFL is king, I know, but there is this itch that I know I get in the spring when you don't have football, so definitely be checking out the spring leagues.
Right now, I want to know who's going to be on Hard Knocks. I want to know behind the stories. The Lions gave such a huge impression on us, so now I'm just waiting to see what's the next team that can take it to the next level like the Lions.
I'm trying to think who would be... You know who I wouldn't mind seeing, but I don't think they qualify technically?
Who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I don't think they qualify, but that would be pretty dope. I would like to see them too.
I'm interested to see who's all on the next season, the quarterback.
I want to see the Chargers now.
That would be interesting, but I don't think they can be on it till next year because of the coaching change or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I remember being in the clause. They can't be on it with a rookie coach. That actually disqualifies a lot of teams. So
yeah, I think you can't be on it if a rookie coach. And I think if you made the playoffs the previous season or something, I don't think you qualify either.
Right, so that's why I was like, man, that's going to be tough because a lot of teams that I would like to see that made the playoffs, you can't have the Patriots on there. They got rid of Belichick. It's just so many different things, so many different variables. You know what? Oh, you can't have the Texans either because they made the playoffs. Oh, no, it's going to be maybe the Raiders. Mm. But then you can't have a team that's been on there the past two seasons or something.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm trying to think when the Raiders were last on there. Hell, John Gruden was the coach, so I think they could possibly be on there.
Oh, they got a new coach.
But so I'm gonna have to research that because Antonio Pierce technically was the interim coach towards the end of the season, so I don't know if that counts or doesn't. I don't know.
I mean,
But we'll get off of here on this. Maybe we'll give you our top five teams or top five coaches we'd like to see on Hard Knock that hasn't been on there.
Yeah, I would like that. That's going to be dope.
Okay, so we'll catch y'all on the B-side.
Peace.